Hi, I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, kind of putting it all together. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, is on the road. He will be back with us next week with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We are talking with Orange County-based celebrity chef Amar Santana. You know him from Broadway by Amar Santana in Laguna Beach, and Vaca adjacent to South Coast Plaza in Costa Mesa, and has two appearances this year on the new season of Bravo's Top Chef, and it is a pleasure to welcome Amar back to the show. Amar, we were talking about this little featurette now that's done after each episode of Top Chef called The Dish with Kish, which is a celebrity chef of some nature doing whatever with the new host of Top Chef, Kristen Kish. And it's obvious, Amar, that you already have established a nice relationship with her because the two of you together in your segment of Dish with Kish, it's like you've known each other for years. Now, in your times competing on Top Chef, you two never crossed, did you?
No, we never worked together, actually. The first time I got to meet Kristen was we were judging together in Portland season during COVID.
Got it. So the two of you looked like you had a lot of fun together. And as our listeners should know, Amar, in terms of this little featurette that's done, The Dish with Kish, it's kind of informal. You also have the opportunity in terms of where the camera goes. Sometimes they go offset to get ingredients or wherever. So it's kind of Top Chef uncorked in a way. And it looks like
I think that's probably what makes it more fun, that it's very natural, very like it's spontaneous. It's not something that... It's not like the competition, right? That's why we have enough time to make the dish really good. So we could show the audience how to, you know, be successful in case they're trying to do a dish like this again on the show.
Well, Amar, what was fun is I don't think hops is a favorite ingredient of Kish. And she was really not a believer in terms of what you started to put together. And I love how you told her, well, you know, I'm approaching this as if I'm competing. I mean, this is Top Chef. I mean, that was very funny.
Yeah, but those are the things you got to do when you're on the show. You know, you have to, you know, when competing on Top Chef, the whole point is to take you out of your comfort zone, right? They want you to be uncomfortable. They want you to be in a situation that you have to be a good cook and make something to end up, you know, on the other side.
Sure. Now, getting back to some of the rule changes this year, in addition to new host Kristen, they've changed the quickfire challenge. Now, as I understand it, if you win a quickfire, you can't get immunity anymore. Explain how that works.
Funny now.
I'm sorry, one more time on that, Amar?
You win money now. Every quickfire challenge, they're getting $7,500, $10,000. So they're very generous this year.
Amar, I think sponsorship is probably up. I noticed they have a new boutique water as a sponsor. And as they say, I imagine the sponsorship dollars are flowing. And, you know, definitely they should be shared with the chef testant. So definitely nothing, wrong with that. Now, Amar, your episode, where you are a guest judge, comes up next Wednesday night in prime time. There are a few things that you can tell our audience about that, because we definitely want them to tune in next week. Not the least of which is I think you can say who you're co-judging with, who is also an LA area, Southern California chef. So, you know, be careful, Amar, but tell us what you can tell us.
Actually, I'm competing with my, you know, my really good friend, Brian Botaggio.
In terms of Brian, where did you first meet him? He's had a number of restaurants in the LA area over the years.
Before the whole Top Chef, you know, becoming Top Chef family, Brian and I used to be line cooks together back in the Oriole days in New York City.
Oh, wow.
So we go way, way, way back. Well, another person that is also judging next week, as you could see in the previews of the episode, is Brittany Snow from Pitch Perfect.
Yes. Sounds like it's going to be fun. And I think the other thing you can tell us, Amar, is because, not too surprisingly, there is a baseball connection here, something with the Milwaukee Brewers. Is there anything else you can tell us about what that food item might be?
I guess that because I'm Dominican, I was part of this episode because baseball is in our blood. I mean, we grew up playing baseball. So imagine you're at the ballpark, you're playing baseball, the guests are there. What are they buying? What are they eating at the ballpark? You know, I leave it like that.
Amar, as they say, that is a tease, and you know, that will be good. And just so our audience knows, you know, check your listings, as they say. But Bravo's Top Chef airs in prime time next Wednesday, and I think you'll definitely want to see Amar back there on a judge, because in terms of the chef testants at this point, Amar, they're down to 10 at this point, aren't they?
Yes. Absolutely correct.
So it's, as they say, getting close.
Yep. It's, I mean, making it to top 10 on Top Chef is actually an accomplishment, because every episode is hard. Everything you do there is not easy.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, Amar, you got a chance to go to Wisconsin. I imagine that this is based in Milwaukee. Am I right about that?
Absolutely right. And let me tell you, it's a very, very interesting place.
Give us, before we run out of time, give us a couple dining notes, because, Amar, I know when you are out there, you're definitely dining. You're not going to waste a trip.
Well, obviously, you go to Wisconsin, it's going to be all about cheese, right? So as soon as I got there, the first thing I had to eat was fried cheese curds. And for me, there's nothing better than fried cheese. It doesn't matter which, you know, shape or form you serve it to me. If the cheese is fried, I'm in it.
Now, can you put that in a sandwich? What else would you do with it?
I mean, they usually serve it to you with, let me not say it. I'm not going to say it because it's going to come back to me. They serve it with ranch.
Aha. Well, you know, there's a lot of charcuterie, Chef Amar, that's now served with a version of ranch. If it's house-made, why not?
It's delicious.
In terms of the restaurant scene there, the fine dining end, are there some things happening other than in the luxury hotels? What was your observation on that?
Well, my observation was we went to this really, really good, I believe it was an Armenian restaurant called Three Brothers. And, I mean, it was the most beautiful, like, restaurant that I've seen, in the sense the whole family was working there. Grandmas were in the kitchen, and they cooking out of a stove that you have in your house. Like, they make you feel at home. It was one of the best, you know, restaurants that I eat when I was there. It was so good.
Amar, I don't doubt it, because what they don't have in equipment, they substitute with love. Ladies and gentlemen, Amar's big appearance on the new season of Top Chef coming up on Wednesday, judging with Michael Votaggio. And apparently the item is something that might have to do with ballpark food. So from our point of view, all in on that one. And you can find Amar at Broadway by Amar Santana in Laguna Beach and Vaca adjacent to South Coast Plaza. Amar, thanks for the time. Look forward to catching up with you soon. You are listening.
Thank you so much, Harry.
You're more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, talking about ballpark food, it's what's new here at Angel Stadium with executive chef Dennis Radcliffe and pastry chef Tracy. Don't move far.